Orleans. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. This week, we're singing the praises of the campground crowding, revival meeting, traveling show starring traditional gospel quartets. Some of the elders are still standing.
And everybody say, yeah!
Just ask the Zion Harmonizers, who are staples of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. They're celebrating a Diamond Jubilee.
They're there praising the Lord. I mean, they're telling you, we're not in church, but we're here to have church and we're here to praise the Lord, and that's what we're doing.
So grab a fan and pass the hour with some of the best harmonies ever. After the break. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Let's hope for Christians that God has a really big music collection, because there are more stripes of Christian music than even a supreme being can fit on an iPod or any MP3 player of choice. Among Protestants in the U.S., gospel music remains as segregated as most Sunday morning services. But there's at least one black gospel singer who's familiar to just about anybody who loves music. I dare you not to recognize this next voice. No, I triple dare you.
Give me that old time religion that it used to be. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. Lord, hallelujah, good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, Lord. Good religion that it used to be. Old time religion. Hallelujah, good enough for me.
In the 1960s, tens of millions of people saw Mahalia Jackson sing Old Time Religion and other gospel standards on The Ed Sullivan Show. She was born in New Orleans, but she blossomed in Chicago, and ultimately, she belonged to the world. Jackson was, is, and likely always will be the best-known gospel singer of all time.
When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout. Be nobody there to put me out. Keep your hand on the plow. Hold on.
Other black gospel singers sold millions of records and achieved a sizable national following, but they rarely, if ever, crossed over to white audiences. Here's a sampling of what the white people were missing.
Oh, Christian friends, if you want to hear singing, good old gospel singing,
go out to the programs whenever they're in your town.
When they talk about singing, praise the Lord, shouting all around.
Go out to the programs whenever they're in your town. Well, today we have the blind boys, the soul stirs, the build them travels, and the build them joy. We're
gonna... Don't you let nobody turn you around.
Don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nobody turn you around. You just keep on galloping.
Hush, 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 somebody's calling my name. Hush,
hey now,
somebody's calling my name.
Good Lord.
Hush, hush,
well,
hush. Somebody's calling my name.
Heaven. Heaven. Everybody talking about a heaven.
corner of your head. Tell Martha don't have to mourn no more.
Those were the Swan Silvertones, the Clara Ward Singers, the Golden Gate Quintet, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the Fairfield Four, and the Dixie Hummingbirds, all contemporaries of Mahalia Jackson. And there were hundreds of others on the regional level, including a New Orleans group that has helped to bring more integrated audiences face-to-face with traditional Black gospel music than any other singers nationwide. Can't nobody do ya like the Zion Harmonizers.
Well, I'm singing Oh My Record, we'll be there. Oh My Record, we'll be there. I'm singing Oh My Record, we'll be there. On pages, pages, dark of I'm singing Oh My Record,
On My Record,
we'll be there. I'm singing Oh My Record, we'll be there. I'm singing Oh My Record, we'll be there. I'm singing Oh My Record, we'll be there. On pages, pages, don't compare. I'm singing Oh My Record,
On My Record,
we'll be there. When I get to heaven, I jump and shout with a
be nobody there to turn me out.
You don't believe I've been redeemed.
Follow me down to the Jordan stream.
I'm singing Oh My Record. We'll be there, I'm singing Oh My Record, we'll be there, I'm singing Oh My Record, we'll be there. On pages, pages, don't confess, I'm singing Oh My Record,
hey My Record,
we'll be there.
Spring. For the past 40 plus years, the Zion Harmonizers have headlined the Gospel Tent at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the only major gospel stage at a national music festival in the United States. And for nearly that long, the group's former leader, Sherman Washington Jr., chose all of the other acts who sang in the tent. Washington died in 2011, but here he is in a 1992 interview with New Orleans Jazz Fest co-founder Allison Miner.
I can say so much about the Gospel Tent. Really, I believe the Gospel Tent, the Jazz Fest and the Gospel Tent, people like you, caused the Zion Harmonizers to be where they are today. The festival gives the groups, the gospel groups, and all groups, everybody, exposure to travel around the world.
The festival usually attracts more than 400,000 visitors a year. And organizer Quint Davis says more singers perform at the Gospel Tent than on any other stage.
Thousands of gospel singers. And Sherman really, the arc of his influence, the arc of his management of it with us was from, you know, from the beginning to just about now, which that's utterly amazing. I mean, there is no question that the Gospel Tent at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival has exposed gospel music to more white people than anything in history, anything ever.
Davis calls the Gospel Tent the spiritual heart of the New Orleans Festival. He says groups like the Zion Harmonizers transform the place into something more than a music venue.
When they come in to the Gospel Tent at Jazz Fest, they come to have church. You know, you don't go to church, you have church, right? And they come to, you know, see if anybody will come up, you know, that needs it and take the Lord right then and there. And they're there praising the Lord. I mean, they're telling you, we're not in church, but we're here to have church and we're here to praise the Lord. And that's what we're doing.
Let everybody say, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the festival? Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
One day, we all gonna meet somewhere on the other side.
I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at the meeting. I want to be at that meeting. meeting. I wants to be at the meeting.
Around the clock.
When I get to Jordan, walk Jordan like a man. Buckle my sword right from my side, sticking in the golden sand. Oh, with God the Father, with God the Son, I want to be at the meeting.
Around the clock.
Why don't you tell him about it, Jim? I believe I better come back one more time. Don't you want me to come back one more time?
Yeah.
Do you want me to come back one more time?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, she go. Holla. Better get your house in order. You know that train might be here tonight. Can't you hear? Can't you hear? Can't you hear? That whistle blowing, blow whistle.
That's Sherman Washington and the Zion Harmonizers with I Want to Be at the Meeting, live from the 1976 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. For a complete playlist of all the songs in this hour, go to our website at musicinsideout.org. Coming up, how do they sing like that? The Zion Harmonizers say you gotta listen to what they listen to. Stay with us.
She goes,
this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. We're talking about and to the Zion Harmonizers, a New Orleans gospel group that has never had a hit song. But for nearly half a century, the Zion Harmonizers have enjoyed an unparalleled platform at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, which attracts hundreds of thousands of music lovers each year. There's no good reason why the Zion Harmonizers haven't recorded more of their music. Lasting fame lies in recording. And let's face it, they sound great.
Listen, if you will. This old soul of mine, I'm going home one day, just to live with God. Wanna say that again?
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. play that night? Peter, if you will, would you play?
As the elder statesmen of New Orleans gospel, the Zion Harmonizers are rooted in the quartet singing tradition and a cappella harmonies from the turn of the last century. And the more complex the arrangements, the better. Just listen to their version of Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Ezekiel saw that wheel a-rollin' on a great big wheel. Turn it over. Ezekiel saw that wheel a-rollin' way in the middle of the air. Great God Almighty, the Bible declare. Ezekiel saw a wheel in the middle of the air. Great big wheel and a little bitty wheel. A wheel turning over in the middle of the wheel. The cookbook said, the book don't lie. God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Sent a wind from the west to the east. Spirit and night, he from his head to his feet. Cried, oh, bone, dry bones are walking. Great God Almighty, them dry bones are talking.
Bone,
don't you hear me now, bone. Don't you hear me now. Hear the word of the Lord. Ezekiel, yes. All the wheel of rolling on the red beat.
If you hear a little of the Mills Brothers in that song, or Barbershop Quartet, that's not by accident. Lynn Abbott is a musicologist at the Hogan Jazz Archive at Tulane University. He's co-written a book about black gospel quartets. Early on, Abbott says, the quartet sang gospel and secular music.
To the quartets, any song could be barbershop. The idea was just to reduce a melody to a series of chord progressions that had hot spots where you could stop, linger on the chord, try to bend it, try to move the tenor up or down, or move the bass, and find these hot spots that would tickle you. Four or five guys stand up, singing close harmony, and just working to improvise little subtleties in the chords that would make your hair stand on end.
A wheel turning over in the middle of the wheel. A good book said, a book don't lie. God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Sent a wind from the west to the east. Spirit knocked from his head to his feet. Cried, oh, bone.
Traditional quartet singing relied on a first tenor, second tenor, baritone, and bass. But once those singers got together, they had to decide on a gospel singing style. They could either sing in a percussive jubilee style or what's known as hard gospel. Again, Lynn Abbott.
Well, jubilee singing requires choral disciplines honed to perfection. Nobody's reaching out in front of the quartet. No voice is prominent. The whole thing is truly quartet singing four-part harmony.
You sing your cabin in the car and sing your Chinatown. Baby, ain't she a hound? You got to keep it in the papa, the billy billy papa, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat.
That's the Norfolk Jubilee Quartet, singing in the percussive, democratic Jubilee style. Lynn Abbott says the other gospel quartet singing style is a little closer to what modern listeners are accustomed to. It's a precursor to rock and roll.
In the hard gospel, you would have a star come out. The rest of the quartet would give you a little rhythmic background, and you would go out and improvise your lead over that background. And that's mostly what goes on today, is the hard gospel. It's become the dominant paradigm.
Hard gospel made singers who were truck drivers, laborers, or hairdressers by day stars in the gospel music world. For instance, a shouting Archie Brownlee of the Five Blind Boys of Mississippi, or Ira Tucker of the Dixie Hummingbirds, or Claude Jeter, the great falsetto of the Swan Silvertones, who inspired Al Green.
The path of sin too I've trod. Wanna say
Brazella Briscoe now leads the Zion Harmonizers. He and his brother William grew up in the 1950s and 60s, listening to one of the greatest hard gospel frontmen of all time.
We love Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
Sam Cooke started in gospel,
mm-hmm.
and then he started singing secular music. In fact, he came up with a lot of collection. He started buying. I didn't even know he was buying
William,
them.
William, you were buying? And
well, yeah, I have a pretty vast collection. Yeah, I would buy whatever I could get my hands on because I loved him. I loved his voice,
mm-hmm.
his presentation, his sound. Nobody else could sound like that.
Any particular songs that you thought of?
All of them. I mean, I loved them all. Whatever he sang, I was listening.
Yeah.
He did a song, That's Heaven to Me.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful song.
Yeah.
That is a beautiful Lord. Song.
The things that I see as I walk along the streets, that's heaven to me.
A little flower that blooms in May, a lovely sunset at the end of a day, someone helping a stranger along the way, that's heaven to me. Whoa, the feeling I have when I hear a touching prayer, it makes me know the Lord is somewhere near. Even the birds flying around in the air, that's heaven to me. Lord, it doesn't have to be a miracle, in order for me to see, I know, the goodness of my Savior is everywhere to me. Love, even the children playing in the street, saying a friendly hello to everyone that they meet. Even the leaves blowing out, blowing out, blowing out, blowing out on the tree. That's heaven to me.
Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers with That's Heaven to Me. Cooke was a favorite of the Zion Harmonizers, and we have two harmonizers with us, William Briscoe and his brother, a fellow Sam Cooke admirer, Brazella Briscoe.
He just was a genius. He was before his time, really.
Well, how do you say that? Why would you say that?
Well, you know, gospel was most who-ma-ba-da. Sam Cooke, you know, he took it to another level. He kind of modernized, I guess would be a good word. He just brought it to another level.
Yeah.
Aretha Franklin in an interview said, before Sam Cooke joined the Soul Stirrers, when they would come to the church, the front of the church would be full of older people.
Yes.
The younger people would be toward the back. They'd be playing, chewing gum, eating popcorn. But
sure.
When Sam Cooke started singing with the Soul Stirrers, the younger people moved up toward the front. And the older people had to get to the back.
Isn't that something? Were you listening to both his religious music and his secular music?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
To me,
mm-hmm.
even with the success he had as a pop artist,
yes,
he was a gospel singer.
Oh, yeah.
Bar none.
Right.
I mean, what he did in the secular movement did not compare to what he did as a gospel singer.
Isn't
to me.
Like you say, Sam, just... it's just a blessing. It's a gift from God.
Brothers Brazella and William Briscoe of the Zion Harmonizers. They grew up listening to the Soul Stirrers sing songs like Jesus Gave Me Water, a song that the Zion Harmonizers recorded in 1993.
Oh, Jesus,
gave me water.
Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not well. There was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell that a woman dropped a pitcher. She drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praises swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living, loving, lasting water. And it was not in
well. With my God, love, he saw me. With my God, blood, he brought me. He's the King of glory, came from Galilee. He placed in me a fountain, flowed from Calvary's mountain. Jesus gave me water, and it was not from the well. I know Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave me water. Give me loving water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not from the well.
That was back-to-back Zion Harmonizers and Soul Stirrers with Jesus Gave Me Water. Coming up, a new album and a big birthday. Stay with us. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out. Since 1939, the year when the Zion Harmonizers formed, there have been 13 U.S. presidents, 7 popes, and 75 Miss Americas. But the Zion Harmonizers have been slow to change. In its entire history, the group has only had 3 leaders, including Brazella Briscoe. With a nod to modern tastes, they've been singing with the full band, an electric bass, organ, piano, guitar, drums, and when they're lucky, the great Wendell Brunius is on trumpet.
One more time, one more time.
But the Harmonizers' most recent album, Bringing in the Sheaves, also features the a cappella singing that's their trademark.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Our little one down here below, here are we, but he is strong. Because I was way down yonder, all by myself.
Said I couldn't hear nobody pray. Couldn't hear nobody pray. Couldn't hear nobody pray. I couldn't hear nobody pray.
Music Inside Out producer Jason Rhine produced the album, and Grammy voters have been urged to consider it in their traditional gospel category. Meanwhile, the gospel music industry has lurched dramatically in another direction, taking young people far afield from old-time religion.
Yeah.
Cece Winans, Mary Mary featuring Destiny's Child, and Kirk Franklin. But even they seem tame next to artists like KB and Lecrae.
Church mother in a church hat clap. Man, that sugar gave her color purple coming back clap. When that whole week beat you up and stress you, but you hear that organ playing and remind you of your blessings. And on another note, she just hit another note. Chills down my spine, got me crying, make me overload. You don't know about it though. Old school church hymns, deacons get the humming out of drum, I'm finna burst in.
Lordy, Lordy, Lord.
Can you hear me now? Church close, sweater, you don't care, you just how we made martyrs out of these fathers and rose up all of his daughters to glorify him with honor. Man, I swear Simon Jones with a head did. Now it's flying everywhere, she don't care what her head did. She an egg, yeah, caught up in the egg, yeah. Finally, why she clapping like Jesus just reappeared.
That's KB featuring Lecrae with Church Clap. We're talking with Zion Harmonizers, Brazella Briscoe, and his brother, William. They say the only way the Zion Harmonizers can compete in today's world is to be themselves.
Joy are flowing like a river since their comforter has come. He abides with me forever. Make the throbbing heart his own. Oh, blessed quietness.
Blessed quietness. Holy quietness.
What
assurance in my soul.
On the stormy sea,
Jesus speaks to me.
And
the billow
seems
to roll.
What a wonderful salvation. Why we always see God's face. What a peaceful habitation. What a quiet resting place.
Oh, blessed quietness.
Quietness.
Holy quietness.
What assurance
in my soul.
And
on
the stormy sea. Speaks to me,
and the
billow
seems
to
roll. That's the Zion Harmonizers with Blessed Quietness. We're talking with Brazella Briscoe and his brother, William.
We like all kinds of music. I even like I say, some contemporary. I don't like a lot of it. But to me, we need to be able to take people's mind away from burdens. When we sing God's praises, all we can speak for is the Zion Harmonizers. And I think, you know, if I'm to introduce a person to Christ, I would never dare bring Christ down to the person, but I would try to elevate the person up to Christ.
But what does that mean, bring the person down? Are you talking about, like, what?
What's your motivation for singing? Is it to sing to praise God? Or is it singing for personal gain?
Mm-hmm.
You see, like I say, we've had a lot of opportunities to sing other music, but it wasn't our choice. Now, we could have, you know, we could have been way up the ladder probably now as far as worldly gratification.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose Sherman Washington way.
Okay, so, but then in terms of like... Kirk Franklin and so many other of his contemporaries. I mean, they're putting on extravaganzas. They have dancers and choreography and, you know, special effects and music videos, you know, and all of this kind of thing. Is that something that is not the Zion Harmonizer way?
But to what avail? To what avail? What's the motivation? What's the purpose? You know what I mean? How many souls are you actually bringing to Christ?
But gospel music has always been about showmanship, too. I mean, you know, there's some great performers who are great show people.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, we're coming from the camp meeting tradition and from the Pentecostal tradition, which is very dramatic and all. And there's a lot of theatrics that goes into this.
But what
kind
is pyroglyphic?
Things change, right. And it seems like people, a lot of people, they want to be a part of whatever is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? People, it's like shopping. People will go out and buy stuff because they saw it on somebody else and they liked the way it looked on.
Uh-huh.
Look what Chef came out. Chef had a leather coat and they sold leather coats by the million. I don't know if Chef got any royalties, but leather coats went to selling. They couldn't manufacture them quick enough.
Okay, first of all,
man, I ordered my coat yesterday. It's not ready yet.
Man, who goes back to Shaft? Who brings Shaft into a conversation? All right.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Hush your mouth.
I'm talking about that.
But let me, okay, well then yes, you all are celebrating your 75th anniversary. But do you think do you think the Zion Harmonizers will make 100?
I don't know.
I don't think I'll be around.
My intention is to leave this group to my brother.
William.
This group is different.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in other groups and they choose leaders and so forth, and we don't do that.
Okay.
Sherman Washington was the leader here for about 65 or 70 years. And when Sherman spoke, we listened.
Yes.
You had to. You had no choice.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, and so back to our question about whether the Zion Harmonizers are going to make 100. You seem fairly doubtful about that. Are you finding that young people are interested?
Not in what we're doing. And most of the younger people are into contemporary gospel. We've had some guys to come in and try out, and you talk to them later on and say, well, you know, I'm not really into that kind of music. You know, it's, I wouldn't want to say a dying art, but, you know, music is changing, and a lot of people's tastes are changing with it.
We don't know the future, but the Lord said, occupy until he come. If I'm 100 years old, I intend to be connected with the Zion Harmonizer in some shape, form, or fashion.
Well, let me ask you this. I know we're coming to the end of our time, and I do want to thank you for being with us, Brizella, Briscoe, and William Briscoe.
Thank you for having us.
You guys have been wonderful. And so what song would you like us to come out on?
The song we did, I'll Rise Again. Remember that one? Go ahead, drive the nails in my hand. Laugh at me. They mock Jesus. If you be God, come down off the cross. You see, all this kind of stuff. The song says, go ahead, drive the nails, man. Laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead. But the day will come. Go ahead and say this to me. But the day will come when you will see. For I'll rise again. No power. There's no power on earth that can keep me down. I'll rise again. Even death can't keep me in the ground.
Ahead. Drive the nails in my hand.
Laugh at me where you stand.
Go ahead. Say it isn't me.
The day will come when you will see.
This is why. 'Cause I'll rise again. Yeah. Yes, I'll rise again. Yeah,
Lord. Death can't keep me in the ground.
Go ahead, mock my name.
My love for you is still the same.
Go ahead and bury me.
Very soon I will be free.
This is why.
Again by the Zion Harmonizers. We spoke with two of the harmonizers, William Briscoe and group leader Brazella Briscoe, here at Elephant Quilt Studios. And you've been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Sean Collins, and Jason Ryan. Special thanks this week go to Rachel Lyons and Dolores Hooper of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation Archive, and to the families of Sherman Washington and Allison Miner. Music Inside Out is produced in partnership with WWNO. For a full playlist of the songs in this hour, go to our website at musicinsideout.org. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.
Major support for Music Inside Out comes from the Historic New Orleans Collection. Music Inside Out also receives support from the Ruth U. Fertel Foundation, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, Surf Song Realty of Orange Beach, Alabama, Adam Newman Designs, and WWNO. For more information on how you can support our program, go to our website at musicinsideout.org/support.
This week, the final word goes to Jason Ryan, who produced the Zion Harmonizers album and who also produces Music Inside Out. Coincidence? I think not. Take it away, Jason.
The song we're going to hear is If I Had a Hammer by the Zion Harmonizers, formerly The Hammer Song by Pete Seeger. The reason I picked this song is it has a really great story behind it. We were recording the album, old school live band setup. And this guy runs into the room and says, "Who's recording my grandpa's song?" And lo and behold, it was Tal Seeger, Pete Seeger's grandson, the grandson of the guy who wrote If I Had a Hammer. He just happened to be working in the studio next door. And it was just one of those only in New Orleans moments. You know, the Zion Harmonizers and Tal Seeger had never met before. And so they took some photos. And we had a good old time. And that's not where the story ends, because about a month later, I was mixing the record, and Tao came by the studio to drop something off, and he overheard me mixing, and he poked his head in and said, "How's the record coming?" And I said, "Well, why don't you come in and listen, because I just finished mixing If I Had a Hammer. He said, hold that thought. I'll be right back. So he runs out to his car and grabs his very pregnant wife. I think that she ended up having the baby like 2 days after this. And then they both sat down and we all listened to the track. And I was a little nervous because I'm sure he's heard lots of versions of his grandpa's song. But he said, there's only a couple of versions of this song that I've heard that have really touched me. And this is one of them. He said, it's a truly soulful version. It's really wonderful to hear it. And it made me feel great. So in honor of Mr. Pete Seeger and the great Zion Harmonizers, let's hear If I Had a Hammer.
If you don't mind, put your hands together and help me sing this old familiar song. And it goes like this. If I had a hammer,
if I had a hammer,
I would a hammer in the morning.
Hammer in the morning.
Hammer in the evening, y'all.
Hammer in the evening.
All over this land.
All over this land.
I would a hammer out danger. Oh, hammer out a warning, y'all. A hammer out
love between my brothers and my sisters.
Well,
oh, over this land.
Yeah. I want to say that just one more time. If I had a hammer,
if I had a hammer,
I would a hammer in the morning.
Hammer in the morning.
I would a hammer in the evening, y'all.
Hammer in the evening.
All over this land.
All over this land.
I would a hammer out danger.
Oh,
hammer out a warning, y'all. A hammer out
love between my brothers and my sisters.
Yeah. If I had a bell,
if I had a bell,
I would ring it in the morning.
Ring it in the morning.
I would ring it in the evening, y'all.
Ring it in the evening.
All over this land.
All over this land.
I would ring out for freedom. Ring out justice, y'all. I would ring out
love between my brothers and my sisters.
Well, this is a verse that's mighty special to me. And it goes like this. If I had a prayer,
if I had a prayer,
I would pray it in the morning.
Pray it in the morning.
I would pray it in the evening, y'all.
Pray it in the evening.
All over this land.
All over this land.
I would pray for you. I would a hammer out the danger.
If I had a hammer.
If I had a hammer.
If I had a hammer.
I would a hammer out a warning.
If I had a hammer.
I would a hammer.
If I had a hammer.
I would a hammer in the morning.
If I had a hammer.
I would a hammer.
If I had a hammer.
I would a hammer in the evening.
If I had a hammer.
And if I had a bell.
If I had a bell.
I would a ring it.
If I had a bell.
Everywhere I go.
If I had a bell.
I had a bell today.
If I had a bell.
And if I had a prayer.
If I had a prayer.
I would pray.
If I had a prayer.
Our Father.
If I had a prayer.
I wish art in heaven.
If I had a prayer.
Hallowed be today.
If I had a prayer.
Thy holy name.
hammer in the evening, y'all.
Hammer in the evening.
All over this land.